We're doing Parshat Toledot. We'll do a quick overview of the parasha. The parasha records that Yitzchak and Rebekah, Yitzchak and Rivka couldn't have kids. They prayed. She became pregnant. It was a very difficult pregnancy. She went seeking out God, asking what's going on here. And she was told she has twins in her stomach, and they're going to be fighting. And that's what's happening inside her already. And the younger one will ultimately overcome the older one. And when she gives birth, so we know the older one that comes out, Esav, is all red and hairy, and the younger one is Yaakov. He comes out smooth-skinned, holding on to Esav's heel, and they're named accordingly. And we move on to the kids growing up, and Esav becomes a murderer, and Yaakov is learning. And Yitzchak goes down to Gerar, and the people ask him, who is this woman? He says, she is his sister. And Avimelech looks through a window. He sees their husband and wife. He says, what'd you do this for? And Yitzchak says, well, what choice did I have with you guys? Ultimately, the Plishtim of Gerar chase him away. They say, you're too wealthy, you're too powerful for us. Then they regret it. They have second thoughts. They come and they reenact the pact of Be'er Sheva. And finally, at the end of the parasha, we have Yitzchak recognizing his coming of age. He no longer sees. And he says to Esav, I want to bless you. He loves Esav. Esav is always bringing him good food. And Esav goes out to hunt. Rivka is aware of all this. She prepares good food and sends Yaakov in. Yaakov tricks him and he blesses Yaakov. And Esav wants to kill Yaakov. So at the very end of the parasha, Rivka tells Yaakov, you're going to have to get out of here. And she tells Yitzchak, I want Yaakov going out to my brother's house to go and find himself a wife. Send him away. Yitzchak calls him Yaakov and gives him the blessings that he will be the continuation of Avram's dynasty. He is the continuation of the family. And with that, Yaakov is sent off. And Esav weds at the end of the parasha as well. So that's our parasha in a nutshell. And we'll begin again in 1 minute.